Is Trisha not coming? Oh, right, no, it's okay. You can tell her. I just didn't really want to end up alone with you again. Don't start saying you're sorry. You're not sorry. I'm really just insignificant, worthless in comparison to your girlfriend, anyways, or whatever the fuck she is. I'm not angry. I'm just so frustrated. I'm so sorry that I couldn't leave this until the end, but it irritates me that you left me. You didn't want anything more. No, I don't like you like that. I just wanted human connection, contact, something skin to skin, like whatever happened before. We shouldn't have met up alone. I should have called it off, but I didn't. I was so unsure, but I missed having something. It's so hard. You meet people online, but it's never adequate to the real thing. I didn't even care about getting off, and it was that time of the month too, but I just wanted to please you and tease you. I take pleasure in making you squirm. In fact, I really just want to hurt you now. Every time I thought about meeting up with you again, alone, I thought about tying you up, placing my hands on your thighs and sliding them up and just ordering you about. It seems like frustration fuels the fire. I never got to have an orgasm, even once I did it myself, but I felt I just needed more of you. I don't want to rape you. I would take great pleasure in your discomfort, in your pain. Scratch you until it made your skin peel. Biting and sucking until there was a hickey. Dripping hot wax on your cock. Dude, I fuck you up. I want you as my fleshlight. Something I can use to get myself off. I want to touch you without permission. Now, sexual assault doesn't sound so bad. If you're hard, it doesn't mean you don't want it, right? No, I don't want you to go. I hate you so fucking much. How you made me feel like there was something more, but there was nothing. There was absolute fuck all. You didn't want it. You needed me. You needed that attention, the affection you weren't getting. You said it yourself, it'd been a few months. You know what? I loved it when you prematured. It was a cute occurrence. It showed how fucking needy you were. I revel in the attention, but you need me to make you feel like you're worth something. That you're not just a cock and balls. But honestly, I want to degrade you like a fucking sissy. Make you wear my fucking bra. I said it was a great joke to tell my grandkids, but to treat you like a worthless whore is so much more than a story. It's closure. I could finally bring someone to their knees, worship me and no one else. Did your girlfriend ever dominate you? No, because she's a fucking prude. No, don't go. Really? You're gonna pussy out? Do something manly then. Fucking hell. Fucking just get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees! Okay, good. Hands behind your head. So it's honestly like every fantasy I've had. A man having to look up at me. You're mine now, cunt. Take off your clothes. Good boy. Don't you fucking ask me to do the same. You're not in the same position. I'm the one who's got you by the balls. All right. Kiss me. Start from my feet to my thighs and stop right where you already know where I want your lips. I'm not into feet, but there's something desirable when someone is below you, brushing their lips up to your calf, taking great pleasure within themselves to make sure the other is satisfied, so much so they don't even rush it. What I like about you is how you're patient. Too bad it hasn't played too well out for you. Beard feels ticklish on my thighs. No, just stay right there. Right there. I know, not even on my pussy. But the fact your face is so close, oh, just makes me wetter. Alright, now I'll take off this skirt. Only for me, not for you. No, hands back. Kiss it through my panties. Please. No tongues, just kisses. And maybe sucking. We have to go somewhere. I don't think it can stand much longer. Your bedroom? Good idea, pets. No. You think you'll be leading. I already know where your bedroom is, dummy. Come, follow me. A better thought would be grabbing your cock like this and leading you by the cock. God, I love this. Now that we're here, I'll be taking this barrier off to you to finally feast. Let's just not hope that your eyes aren't as big as your stomach. Kiss my thighs to my clit and just have your way with me, please. Oh, gosh, that bed again. Fuck. Please, God, just give it a little flick or latch on. I'm gonna come. Do I really have to tell you to continue? Don't stop, I'm not pussy. I can have more than one orgasm. Not like your girlfriend, who can only have one. What's her fucking endurance rate? Fucking bitch. Don't you fucking stop. You're actually pissing out. Dude. You want to come right. You fucking cuck. Just do what the fuck I say. Just do what the fuck I say. Keep moving your tongue like that. Keep doing that. Don't fucking stop. I know your mouth's sore. Fuck shit, man. Just fucking do it. Oh. stop. I'm getting too much sensitivity and feeling too woozy. Sit up, hands behind your back. You said you were into light bulb busting, right? I mean, I don't fancy myself to move from this position, but feet, again, aren't my thing. But I'm sure feet and hands can produce the same kind of pleasure. Do you like how my toes and soles just gently press up to your cock? Does it hurt when I press it against your stomach? Or does it hurt when I lightly tap it or flick it like it's a football? It's bouncing like one. Unusually hard and warm though. Oh, you're actually getting slightly, more wet at the head. Please don't come. I'd be so disappointed if you did. Hold on, just a little bit, cutie. I really wish I had some wax just to pour on your cock. Clog up whatever would spill. Fuck it, I'm getting too tired. I'm so impatient, honestly. Could you just rub against my feet? You can use your hands. I just want to see my pathetic toy to work for an orgasm. Oh. Oh, is that helping? Is that helping your poor little whittle cock? Come for me. Come for me. Don't think about her. Only about me. Ugh. It's so gross. All over my feet and the carpet too. You're lucky you don't use UV lights. Lick it up. You heard me. Lick it up. All up. It's disgusting. I know. But it's your cum. God. What did we do? What if you do it again? It doesn't fucking matter. This euphoria, it won't last anyways. You'll return to her as a beta cuck, just as you did before. Instead, to someone who knows how to please your fantasy.